from the undefeated Fremantle Dockers AFLW team. The captain, Cara Ego, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good, thanks, Cara. You must be excited to be having an Indigenous round this year.
Yeah, well, we were actually quite lucky. We wore our Indigenous jersey last year for the first ever time against Collingwood, but to have a competition-wide Indigenous round is pretty special. And, you know, the rich culture of our Aboriginal players, past and present, and the ones emerging at Fremantle, we're really excited to obviously honour their culture and history.
Yeah. Well, Cara, too, in order to complete this season, there's talk of double up, so playing the same opponent twice due to the border laws and not being able to, you know, freely move across Australia. It's the first time the AFLW would have done that. Does it affect you girls? Like, do you care who you play?
No, not us particularly. Like, we're obviously just really fortunate, and I suppose we just want to play as much footy as we can, so we don't really mind who we play and when we play them. It's more just to... yeah, get the 9 games in it and head into finals. So, yeah, hopefully the AFL will announce something this week, because there's a bit of uncertainty around what the fixture looks like after this weekend, which is a bit hard to manage your life around, yeah, the uncertainty of not knowing, really.
Uncertainty doesn't matter. You're the undefeated Fremantle Dockers. It doesn't matter, mate. Anywhere, anytime seems to be the way you girls go about it. And you're taking on the Brisbane Lions. 2:10 is bounced down at Fremantle Oval. Well, how do you think you'll fare against them? Because they're looking pretty good this season.
Yeah, they are. They had a pretty tight contest against the Crows on the weekend. So no doubt they'll be coming over here with fire in the belly and fired up, ready to go. So, look, we'll do our oppo analysis as we always do tomorrow night after training. They're a really strong side. They're fit. They're really well structured. So we'll have to implement probably a few things, but we're really focused on the way we play. It's exciting brand of footy. It's fast, and hopefully we can get the job done with that.
You've been very diplomatic, Cara, because you guys pantsed Adelaide, and Adelaide beat Brisbane. So go the Dockers.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't always work out like that. We have to be on our game every single weekend, because it's the team that rocks up ready to go, that are going to get the 4 points. So we have to be on from the get-go.
I mean, there's going to be a bit of a special feeling too if you get the first Dockers trophy. The first trophy to go in that long-awaited cabinet comes from the women will be a little extra cool.
Yeah.
Trying not to think too far ahead of ourselves with that. But, look, at the end of the day, if we keep, you know, winning our matches in the home and away season, we set ourselves up for a pretty, special final series. So that's the plan. Keep winning our games and keep playing it the way that we want to play, and then hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
Hey, Cara, we can reveal that we're going to have the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, the blokes team, Justin Longmuir, joining us this season. Does he pop in and catch up with you girls? Does he get involved in training at all?
Yeah, Justin's been awesome since he's been on board. He's always it's a little bit hard, obviously, with the boys training during the day and we come in the back end of the day. So there is a little bit of crossover, but JL's always got the time of day for us. He stops and has a chat, and he's always in the gym lifting and leading by example in that way, and pops into some of our functions. He was there at the smoking ceremony, which was pretty special. So he's a fantastic bloke, and I think him and Trent have done a little bit of work together. So, you know, that one club mentality is definitely strong down at Fremantle.
That's cool, Cara, but what Pete actually meant was, have you got any dirt on him?
No, I think he's pretty clean, so I've got nothing on him. Sorry, guys.
No.
Right, okay. All right. Hey, Cara, really great to catch up with you, mate. Good luck against the Lions this weekend. 2:10 bounce down at Fremantle Oval, and being Indigenous round as well, there's going to be so many amazing activities. We look forward to another win, mate.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, all Freo fans, please get down. There's nothing better than having a fully packed out Fremantle Oval. It's awesome. So, yeah, come down this Saturday.
Thanks, Cara.
Thanks, guys.